And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm kind of flying blind. I do not have a screen here, but we're probably around 30, 35 seconds away from going to the Catholic Health Systems. They're going to give us an update on what's going on with the Father Baker Manor. Okay, we should be going to them at any second. My clock says the time they're supposed to start, but these things are never, it's not like a moonshot.
No, it looks like they've got a little bit, well, I'm watching the screen right now, Sandy. There's a doctor, Kevin, is sitting down. He's chatting. Looks like he's chatting with reporters off, so we're still waiting for the host to show up.
Okay. They had given us a shout-out at 10 past, and we are a precision media company. When we say it's 10:10, we go to you whether you're there or not. So we'll be hearing, because a lot of people want to know what's going on at Father Baker Manor with the outbreak of the virus there. And so they're going to keep us informed, better to know than not to know. But there again, I think in situations where there's a possibility of close proximity of people just during a normal day, many times it's very difficult to keep 6 feet away if you're in a fairly confined space. But Father Baker Manor always had good reviews and good things said about it, so it'll be very interesting to see what they've come up with and what they plan to do about it, and we'll cover that for you. Tony, I'm going to go over the menu for today. As soon as they're ready to go, you just take it away, okay?
You got it.
Today we're talking about exercise and diet. Now, under the confinement of your home, are you getting the exercise in you're used to? Maybe you're starting to exercise for the first time, or maybe you said, well, no, I'm off for a while. And eating, this is so tempting when you're at home. If you are at work, no matter where you work, you wouldn't be snacking much during the day, probably. But if you're at home, snack, snack, snack. That's the way it goes. And also, we want to talk about borders. If ever there was a time for borders, this would be it. If there were borders between countries in Europe, for instance, might have stopped the Chinese or at least slowed down the virus that started in China if there were border checkpoints. Because now we know things we didn't know before. And even if now they have, today they're unveiling 2 5-minute checks. So if you had 5-minute checks available for various things at the border, in case there's any kind of a medical problem, it might be able to confine it or at least alert the other countries before it gets there. So I do think that basically a border is a good idea for a lot of reasons, and they don't have them in Europe. Not very often. You don't see them. So I'd like to know how you feel about that. Also, the three P's. Through this intro, just for a little fun, I can't believe there are down people here who throw building material into the toilet. I don't even know what insulation paper is. Now, Tony, you're perhaps more up to this than I am. What is it? Is it like a barrier paper they put up before the final wall or something in a building project?
I don't know. Yeah, this sounds like it, like that. I can't think of the company name you'll see on the side of it, but almost looks like insulation.
Tyvek or
yeah, something like that.
I can't believe, you know, when in doubt, I mean, I'm looking at books. But when in doubt, you don't do that. You just can't do that. And so Mark Poloncarz, who's here to teach us about social mores, has a legitimate point. You do not flush anything down there that doesn't begin with P.
Who thought that you would have to tell someone that?
No, but that's what he said. Who thought did he ever think that he would be elected to a prestigious office and have to alert people to that? That's something you tell kids in the first grade or kindergarten even, before they're toilet trained. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. I don't know what time this thing is going to start. I don't have a screen.
It doesn't look like they're ready. One person has already got up and left, so now we're looking back at an empty chair.
Do this, Tony. Run the 15-stop set now.
You got it.
Okay, we'll be back after this. White House is strongly suggesting that we not leave the house for 2 weeks, including grocery shopping and pharmacy. It's very important to remember those are two real critical aspects of our daily life. But first, let's go to Tom in Newstead. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Tom. What's on your mind today?
I want to promise that you'll take my call about the sewer sometime. I guarantee you'll love it.
Okay. When we go back to it sometime, what's on your mind regarding this?
Okay. I have a couple of very vital prescriptions that, one, they couldn't fill. It's very expensive. They don't stock it. That's coming in today. And then another one that's pretty vital, a blood thinner. And I'm going to go down and get them today. It's only a mile or two. And then I'm in pretty good shape. You know, I just read guidance. I'll put this out there. The CDC recommends don't get below 25% of your
medications,
or 25 or 30 days or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And and that's why I ordered these. I ordered them a little ahead, and I think I can do that. My wife went an early morning grocery shop. We went to the local place, which we don't usually go to because we thought Aldi's on transit would be too busy, you know, too many people in there.
Okay.
So we went to the local one and got what we needed without, you know, doing anything crazy. And so I think we're good. And I'm standing in my shop next to a 75-year-old tractor that I have had for 20 years in my weeds. And I'm finally getting to her. And you know, you can't rush this stuff. You know what I mean?
No, it's done with a labor of love, slow and sweet. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, since I retired, I was a trucker, and as you know, it consumes your whole life. And we had four kids. My mechanical hobby was taking care of two cars and everybody else in the family's cars because I'm kind of handy, and I'm just loving this, you know?
Good. Well, I'm glad you're going to get your meds. You've already got your food, and now you're hunkered down. Taking care of your favorite tractor. That's good.
I should say that I have beloved tractor. You said that wrong.
Oh, okay, beloved tractor.
But
you're out in the barn with the John Deere.
No, it's a Ford, believe
me. Okay, I just said that as a joke. Okay.
Okay. Now, what I wanted to say,
yeah,
my wife has been keeping a close rein on me anyhow because I've got about six major risk factors. And I'm smart enough to hang around the house. When I had surgery in October, the doc said I had a bad reaction to the anesthesia. And he said, you know, Tom, you're medically fragile. And I'll take that to heart. I don't know if you've heard that, but that kind of wakes you up. You know, when
I've not heard that, but I have major risk factors as you do.
Yep. And I'm a cancer survivor. And when I rang the bell, my wife made fun of me. And I said, I don't care. It felt good. You know?
Oh, no. Ringing that bell is a psychological plus. There's no guarantee that you'll never have anything happen to you again down the line, but it's nice to know that at least with this one, that's that.
I was at a prostate support group the night they took down the barriers in the lobby there.
Okay.
I was told later, we came in after the doors were locked. We tailgated on somebody coming out, and I got permission from the cops, and I was told later that I was the very first one to ring those bells in their new permanent home. And I looked up in the atrium, a female cop that was with us, she said, look up, sir. And there was a ring of employees up on the top thing, applauding and cheering.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, their work is done, at least temporarily. So good stories. I hope you have good luck with your tractor and keep us informed of how things are going. Thank you.
She said, will it ever run? And I said, I will make it happen. You know,
we can count on a former trucker to get the job done. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, you get the you ring the bell. We're asking the question that just broke is that it's being reported that the White House is strongly recommending you do not leave the house for 2 weeks. And that includes food, grocery stores. It said grocery stores. It didn't just say just grocery stores. Okay. That includes grocery stores and medication. So think about it like this. Most of us have enough stuff around the house. If you had to, you could probably eat peanut butter and jelly for a month if you had to. But the meds are the meds. And when you get down to the meds, one pill depends on what you're on, of course, but one pill can make a difference on the balance of what you're taking and whatever. My attitude, first of all, regarding us, Bernadette, the woman who has a variety of skills, make sure that our pantry is set for any emergency. So we're okay with that. But the medication, if it's something that I absolutely need or something she absolutely needs, we'll have to make a run to the pharmacy. You don't have much choice. It's do me now or do me later, I guess. Now, Tony, what about you? Groceries and medication.
Well, first of all, if we need anything from the drugstore, ours has a drive-thru. So I feel pretty confident that we would be safe with that. Your prescription, your receipt, everything gets placed in a little box. It's fed through you through the door.
Sure.
And it's really easy, and there's no human contact. As far as groceries go, I went shopping on Friday. I've never spent so much money shopping at one time in my life. I think we're set. Probably could go about 3 weeks based on food from what we've bought this week. I do need to buy some liquid plumber today, and I want to get a couple of chocolate things for the kids' Easter. Since we're not really doing much of Easter, I just want to have a couple of things for them on Sunday morning.
Yeah, just don't mix them up and give the kids liquid plumber.
Oh, that would be bad.
It's not a good idea.
No.
Now, Mr. Beamer, Mr. Put on the Top Hat. Get the tuxedo out, take your young woman and go out dancing. Do you have the necessary things to survive?
You know what? We're stocked, I mean, more than we've ever been. But I think if push came to shove, we have 2 weeks' worth of food. There might need to be a emergency trip to the store today to make sure of that. But yeah, we're good. We've got a lot of stuff in the freezer. We've got meals planned with stuff in the fridge for this week. And I mean, Sandy, we've got the go-to ramen noodles in the pantry. So
that is the stretch your food to the nth degree would be ramen noodles. How about the medications? You guys probably aren't on much.
Yeah, there's no medications to worry about for us. So that is that is not
Bernie,
a necessity.
Did you hear that? No medications.
Did you get your Frank Thomas shipment?
Well,
she'll like it too.
That comes in the mail.
You could still play. Yeah, you could still play, Buzzy. If only that whatever it's called shows up in the mailbox, you'd be in good shape.
It's I forgot.
What, Nugenics?
Nugenics.
I've only seen the commercial 50 times this weekend.
Yeah, do people stop you in the mall, and go, whoa, and touch your arms, touch your biceps?
Have you noticed more energy?
Yeah.
Not the kind of thing, I hope Frank Thomas is staying home during all this because he can't have these women coming up to him.
I think we ought to put a net around Frank Thomas so nobody goes beyond the net.
You mean the big hunk.
Yeah, so people come in, see the net, and try and dunk. We can't have that.
No.
What's this I hear about? I heard some reporter say something that I didn't know what he was really talking about. He was talking about there's no sports being played now. The only sporting events right now are horse racing. That's it. But he said that some of these may not be able to come back. These are major sports that have been with us since their inception. Do you think people would stay away enough where they would actually shut down a league? I don't see that.
I don't see that happening. Major League Baseball is popular. People will go back to watching
NFL
that.
NFL is the biggest of all.
Yep. President says he thinks that there's no reason why the NFL shouldn't start on time, and I think that would also bode for college football and the fall sports.
How about hockey?
Hockey will be fine. They'll be back next year. Obviously, you take a bit of a hit this year, So I don't see any leagues folding.
No, I don't know what this guy was talking about. And it's one of those things where you hear it with one ear while you're reading or you're in the kitchen getting a glass of water or whatever you're doing. You didn't hear the whole thing, and you wonder what the rest of it is like because I can't picture any of our major sports giving it up.
I saw a crawl on, I think it was ESPN over the weekend, that President Trump was going to meet with commissioners from Major League Baseball, Ultimate Fighting, and Vince McMahon, WWE.
Oh, get out. Really?
Yeah, that'd be a nice one. Dana White and Vince McMahon in the same room.
They could have a steel cage match.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
In the Oval Office. Wouldn't that be cool, huh?
Yeah,
all right. We're asking, when we come back, we'll talk to Bill in Eden. Not now, we don't have enough time. But when we come back, we'll talk to him, and we want to know from you. It's being reported now, and it started during the Catholic news conference, It's being reported that the president and the White House has strongly advised, and the key word is strongly there, strongly advised you should not leave your home even for groceries and pharmacy. Now, for them to say it for pharmacy, that goes a ways, because the CDC insists you should always keep a percentage of your meds in stock. It depends on how they arrive. Ours, every once in a while, you'll get a call from the pharmacy that there's something here for you. You go and pick it up. But Bernie keeps track of that, and it's like trying to balance the federal budget, knowing when these things are due and when you have enough. So we'll see about that. Meanwhile, we'd like to hear from you. Are you ready for 2 weeks without going grocery shopping and 2 weeks without going to the drugstore? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. We're back after this.